We're joined here on Fan Cave Radio with a very special guest right now. We got Thomas, a.k.a. Pig Guy NYC, a.k.a. who was on Boomer and Carton. Pleasure to have you here, man.
Thank you very much.
I can barely talk. I just had some of the most delicious bacon I've ever had in my life.
Let me tell you, that just taste in my mouth right now is just absolutely second to none. It's one of the best bacon I think I've ever had.
Simple recipe, though. Just sriracha and maple syrup.
That's it.
Man. A bit of spice in the back. It's really good.
It was really, really good. So we all want to know, how'd you get started catering, and where'd your passion from food come from?
I've been working in restaurants since about 14 years old. From 14 to like 30, I worked in the front of the house, the back of the house. Any job you can, from sommelier as a busboy, went to culinary school right here on East 23rd and 5th. Mm-hmm. And then I worked for a few different catering halls, and then one day I just said, I had enough, so... Okay. Like I said, $40 and a business card later. We have Pig Guy NYC and Thomas Shows Catering, which is still like my baby.
Yeah.
Pig Guy NYC is stomping it right now because it's so busy, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to see things like this blossom so quickly. I'm very humble and thankful.
Did you ever get down? $40 and a business card, man. It sounds like.
Yeah, I've been down a lot.
Yeah.
I've been down a lot. A lot of like January and. You know, January and February is a good time to be down.
Yeah.
Just sit there like, is the phone going to ring? I hope the phone rings.
Yeah.
The phone's going to ring.
Yeah.
But that's where the Pig Guy really helps out because it's all tailgates and, like, doesn't end until the end of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's awesome. And definitely with that, it seems like, you know, since then, Pig Guy has really kind of taken off and you've been able to, you know, we know that you've done a big event for Boomer and Carton. So who else have you, like, been able to cater for and serve this delicious bacon to?
The bacon is new.
Okay.
The bacon is new, so for MCU Park and City Field, we wanted to do something that was really creative. I can't take the idea because, like you said, Chicago has it, Texas had it, and Carton from the radio has been pushing for bacon on a stick anywhere in New York City.
It's genius.
So I kind of took the idea from him, and then I came up with the sauce and the cooking procedure on it, and... As you guys tasted, it's been great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, phenomenal.
As far as catering for like athletes, the only main one was that big pig roast for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was insane. As far as the Tom Show's catering, we've done Gordon Ramsay.
Awesome.
Kevin Neal and Michael Beach. We've been flown to California, so it's just been like a cool little balance. Neo. Like,
some small names, some people.
Yes, right, Neo.
Those are small ones.
Yeah, casual Neo.
Casual.
You just had Darren Williams the other day, too, for a catering event?
We're going to do a fundraiser for him.
Awesome.
At Pier 36 in September.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's actually having a dodgeball tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty cool. But I won't see any of it. We'll be outside.
Oh, cooking.
Yeah.
No.
Right, cooking.
So somebody approached me about doing it, and at first I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Like, it's for charity. No matter, we're going to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and... Plus, I have a little tie-in with the Nets now, so...
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, and you also have a really exciting big thing happening at City Field, starting after All-Star break?
Well, 26th is the Beer and Bacon Fest.
Okay.
Awesome.
So we're going to be in there.
We can't be there, though. I wish.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be in the fan cave. We'll be in the fan cave. Ship us something.
But
ship
us
some package.
Yeah, we'll
I'm sure
there'll
be a soft opening.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be like a day game or a night game. I don't know. They haven't given me a date. By the way, I went there the other day. It was awesome. like I was telling you guys, I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh, Yankee fan.
I don't want to get
selling
stuff at City Field.
Right. Yeah, getting your bacon sold at City Field as a Yankee fan.
Well, I have the analogy. It's like you go to grammar school with somebody for 8 years, and you're not sure.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know if I like him. But then by like...
You're killing me.
Then by
you're
eighth grade.
Me.
By eighth grade, you're like, he's not so bad.
So, yes.
That's how I kind of felt. And then...
That's how our Yankee guy feels about the Mets,
guys. They're not so bad. But I've always liked certain Mets players, and... I secretly rooted for the 2006 team.
Yeah. Awesome. There you go.
Because I was like, even though I was like a lot of people know, especially my wife's family, like big Mets fans.
Right.
My brother Gary works for the Mets as well and with the Cyclones. I quietly would be like,
might as well root for a New York team to win.
Well, when you come back in the bottom of the 17th against the Diamondbacks.
I don't remember
all those games, but it was the craziest season I've seen by a team.
Yeah.
In 2006. So.
Understandable. Well, it's going to be awesome just to be at Citi Field all the time now cooking and...
It didn't matter the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care if this was the Red Sox. I'm just happy and excited to be here.
Yeah.
And you said you saw your spot, too.
I saw my spot. It's gluten-free stand right now.
That's a gluten-free stand.
Gluten-free.
I've seen that stand actually before. But how does it feel to have your ball, like your food be in a ballpark?
It's awesome.
Just like, you ever think that would ever happen to you?
No.
Never it's had. No more like Nathan's hot dogs and french fries, and it's just totally evolved, even at any ballpark anymore.
That's the whole thing. It's crazy. Like, the food in general has evolved, like, the past, like, 5 years, but even the ballparks, it's like, you get sushi.
Right.
You can get sushi, anything, big steak sandwiches, anything you want, more than just a hot dog.
Yeah.
Which people still love the best hot dogs.
That's pretty amazing. And seeing here, like we said, we had the bacon on stick here today, which was absolutely phenomenal. Would you consider that your new specialty, or if not, like, what do you consider like your specialty?
Going to consider it fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as pig guy goes, our chimichurri,
okay,
our sauce that goes over the, our pulled pork sells a lot, mm-hmm, but our chimichurri, the sauce that we, after we pull the pig itself,
yeah,
the sauce that goes on that, people just go bananas.
That,
can you give us the recipe or no?
I can give you some points of it.
Okay, we can try and recreate it in the fan cave.
Yeah.
Cilantro, parsley, red pepper, garlic. I give you all the points, but you have to do it the rest.
Because I won't be able to make it anyway.
A bunch
I
of
can
all
try
that
my
stuff,
best. Yeah. But
it really brightens up like any dish.
So. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, and I know you have the bacon on the stick. What can fans going to Cyclone games or City Field see?
Well, right now, we just have the bacon on the stick.
Right.
At City Field, MCU Park has the pulled pork.
Okay.
Okay.
We've done, like, other events at MCU Park where I brought a ton of different
maybe stuff. Maybe a pig roast?
We've done pig roast already.
Oh, my God.
Actually, some of the players from the Cyclones opening day slapped the pig.
Can you explain what a pig roast is, though?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to picture it.
Basically, you just take any size pig from like 25 to 95 to 100.
Okay.
And
wow. That's
anything
a big
over
pig.
That is just 18 hours of my life instead of 12.
A whole day.
So just put, we go in the morning, we put it on. A lot of people will say who do it, oh, it's so easy. It's, you just put it on a thing. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Every pig is different as far as weight and how it's going to turn on the stick.
Right.
So, like, when I first started doing it, I was like, cool, I'm doing pig roast. And then you just see it fall.
Dropping.
You just see it drop.
So after, like, the 10 just hours of the horror that was, we kind of realized, all right, this is what we need to do different.
Yeah.
Now we pretty much have it down to science.
There you go.
It's 10 to 12 hours. You always bulk up on your charcoals by the hind legs and by the shoulder.
Okay.
Just to make sure, because they're the bigger parts of the pig.
Right.
And then you just sit there and look at it.
Basically.
But the thing now is, like, everybody wants me to go be at the pig roast.
Right.
Yeah.
So how can people get in contact with you, too?
We have pigeyenyc.com.
Okay.
Also thomasshowscatering.com.
Awesome.
Which, if you go to thomasshowscatering.com, you could just hit the pig guy picture.
Okay.
Bring you straight to the pig guys.
Perfect.
It works out well.
You got two businesses going right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. So you can find you on Pig Guy NYC, also on Twitter.
Yes.
All right. And if you're looking for a pig roast, you've done about 100 this summer so far.
We've got 105 lined up. We've done about
105.
At 106. We're going to have one at the fan.
Yeah, we're definitely going
to
make that
happen.
It needs to happen, for sure.
Appreciate you coming by. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.